Well, of course, we're going in to meet one of the Ulster teams that have won the All-Ireland in 2012. The last team to do that before Donegal was Tyrone in 2008. And the fact that they've taken three Ulster titles in 2011, 2012 and 2014 really tells us what we're facing, and we're facing them away from home.
Now, the record that Longford have in the All-Ireland qualifiers, Dennis, is something that everybody talks about almost on an annual basis. And again, you give that a further injection of confidence with the win against Loud the last day. So is Longford's record something now that you can draw on going into this particular game, or is it very much a case of looking ahead game by game?
Well, what we do in the qualifiers gives us a second chance. We were very unhappy with our performance in Port Leash. And we knew that was not a true reflection of the work we had done, and it's not a true reflection of the potential within the squad either. So what we will do with this game is it's imperative for us to arrive at Ballybuffet with no self-doubt. That is crucial for us. The second part of our plan would be that we respect everything that Donegal have done and have achieved, but we mustn't pay homage to them. That we have to go out there and we've got to earn our right to them. And We have got to perform ourselves. That's imperative for us, to perform and not to pay homage to the opposition.
In some ways, Dennis, are you surprised that you're facing Donegal at this particular stage of the competition? Because there were a lot of people's favourites to do very well in Ulster.
Yes, indeed. And I suppose nobody can tell why they didn't perform better against Tyrone. Maybe Tyrone had a really good day and Donegal had a complete off day. Or maybe there was an element of complacency within their squad. I honestly can't answer that question. The only ones who can answer that is the Donegal squad themselves and their management. And I'm sure they will have, whatever difficulties they had on that day, they will be well repaired at this stage, and they will be gunning to get back on the road again. And of course, we're in the way. So they will be looking to remove us as quickly as they possibly can from the route back into the All-Ireland series.
They're a team that some would say are maybe in a period of transition, but that aside, there's still some links there to the 2012 team, and there's a whole crop of young and exciting players coming up. And taking aside what happened in the game against Tyrone, that's still a very encouraging cocktail, that mix of youth and experience for Donegal.
Yes, indeed, and they have some outstanding players and any amount of all-stars between them, and they've got the medals to show how good they are also. And I know they have young players coming in, but so have we. We have a very, very young squad. And we're in a period of transition ourselves, because so many players have left the Longford squad over the past 3-4 years, that it is a big change, and some of our young lads have really stepped up to the mark. And when you look at the manner in which the likes of Robbie Smith has performed, and James McGivney last season, and Liam Connerton again this season, and you add in Desi Reynolds seems to be coming into his own, and David McGivney coming into the squad. When you see those young players, and you add in the likes of Andrew Farrell, that's a lot of young guys that we have in within our squad. And it's great to see so many young fellas in it, and to see them performing at the levels necessary to compete at intercounty football.
I presume the lads will have taken on a huge confidence boost for that particular win against Louth. And again, going back to the wins that they have recorded in the All-Ireland qualifiers in recent times, you made a very interesting remark earlier on that you have to respect Donegal but not pay them homage. And at the same time, when you have a lot of young players in the Longford team, I presume, you know, they won't go in there with any real sense of fear. They'll go in with the shackles off. We're reading everywhere that it's a formality for Donegal. They're odds-on favourites with the bookmakers. So, in some senses, all the pressure is really on the home team.
Well, I suppose it's something that Donegal are well used to. They are a top-six team, and their results put them there. You know, every year, they're top-class results. They've been in Ulster finals, into the last 7 Ulster finals. Some achievement for them, and for us it's an opportunity for our players to measure themselves against the very best in this country. As I said on many occasions, the only disappointment from our aspect is that this match isn't in Longford, because it would be brilliant for people to go along and see the likes of Michael Murphy and Paddy McBrearty and Carl Lacey and all those household names play in Pierce Park, and it would be a great sense of excitement around the town. We would really love if that had been happening, and it would be a great opportunity to, you know, to give the Longford supporters an opportunity to enjoy a match at home and not have to get on the road again and travel for the 6th time in our last 7 championship matches.
the qualifiers, Dennis, are in operation now since 2001, believe it or not, at this particular stage. And it's not the first time that Longford and Donegal have clashed in the All-Ireland qualifiers. There was a previous meeting back in 2003, and there was a certain Dennis Connerton managing Longford back then as well. So what are your memories of that game, and will it have any relevance at all to the weekend's match?
It's so long ago. It's so long ago. This is 14 years that it won't have much relevance for us. Both teams are completely different at this stage. Dermot Brady was part of our team on that day. Unfortunately, Dermot won't be with us this weekend due to a family commitment. That day in particular, we went up to Donegal. We were hoping that we had a home game against them. We had a few problems on the day with the lads who were ill on the journey to Donegal. It didn't leave us in a great place when we arrived at the venue. But in fairness to those players, they played out of their skins, and we eventually lost by 6 points. But those players on that day, despite everything, played out of their skins.
Finally, Dennis, as we've talked about in the interview, it's a huge occasion for Longford. They're going to be taking on, you know, one of the top teams in the country, a Donegal team who many would have expected to have been serious challengers in Ulster. There lies the challenge now for them to regroup and try and put a run together that would take them through the back door. From a Longford perspective, how do you approach this game? Obviously, you look at the likes of Michael Murphy, but you can't pay too much emphasis on him in the sense that it might open up the door for some of the other talented forwards. So there must be a lot of, I presume, tactical dilemmas for you and the management team to discuss, to think about, and to try and plot and plan ahead of the game.
Yeah, well, I'd hate to forget about Michael Murphy, because he wouldn't be long about reminding me that he's still there, I'm sure. But for us, the matchups are very important, and to be able to balance our players against them. They have many, many, many threats, and for us to cover all of those threats, it's going to require complete and total concentration. The concentration is very important for our players. The start of this game is crucial for us, that we get a good start in it, that we're not looking at a gap, that Donegal get off to a good start and we're chasing that gap, because it is very difficult for teams to chase gaps away from home, and it's particularly difficult to chase a gap against a team that is well used to holding on to a lead and are very well structured. As regards, you know, Donegal being back in the qualifiers, they were playing one of the best teams in the country in Tyrone, and on any given day, those results can go anyway. So it's, you know, the Ulster Championship is a very competitive championship for them. For us, you know, coming back from our very poor result in Leinster, and then moving on and beating Louth, and finding ourselves going to Donegal again, is something we nearly expected, you know, because last year we played Down and we played Monaghan, so we're sort of getting used to going to Ulster. We seem to be as if we play more Ulster teams than actually Leinster teams in the Championship. So it's just one of those things, and we're ready for the battle, and we're in good form, and the players and the squad are all in good spirit, and they're looking forward to this big occasion, because it will be a big occasion in Ballybuffet on Saturday.